Welcome to Healthy, Wealthy and Wise in Business, where every week you will learn the secrets to running a business without the stress. Here is your host, Angela Council.
Welcome to the Healthy, Wealthy and Wise in Business podcast, where every week we learn the secrets to being in business and living a great life without all of the stress. My name is Angela Council and I am a stress and lifestyle mentor. And this week I'm joined by someone who really had me intrigued when I found out what she was doing. Her name's Sarah McCrum and her background is, it's different. She spent 10 years working for BBC Radio as a producer and a presenter, and she spent a lot of that time interviewing children. She's worked with companies, really large companies like Hewlett-Packard, Virgin Media, the Dow Jones. And what makes Sarah a little bit different is she's also spent 22 years training with Chinese masters. So she took all of her knowledge and she's combined her skills and her knowledge around business and her spiritual beliefs, and now she works with women in business to reconnect them. And she's written this book, this fantastic book, which has just been published, called Superpowers Made Easy. So welcome, Sarah. How are you?
I'm great, thank you.
So tell us, you've had a very wide and diverse background. Tell us a little bit more about your story.
Well, I guess in terms of what we're talking about here, I had a rather traditional kind of upbringing. My dad was in the Navy. I went to a British boarding school. So very traditional. I went to Cambridge University and became a teacher. Everything very standard. And it was kind of obvious when I became a teacher that perhaps I was going a little bit off track. I was supposed to become a head teacher by the time I was 30, and that clearly didn't happen. My dad was like, oh, something's going wrong here, because I started sort of questioning things and challenging things, and I didn't like the way things were done. I landed up in the BBC interviewing children because I found it totally fascinating, and I actually went all over the world doing that, which gives you an incredible, I think it stimulated my interest in spirituality, actually, because children bring you very much face-to-face with why. Mm. Why are we doing any of this? Why do these things happen to me? Why do I get treated this way? Why is life like this? Why do politicians create wars? I was asked by a girl who'd been evacuated from Rwanda. You know, so these extraordinary questions to which there really weren't answers. And in many ways, I think that drove me. I worked for 10 years with these kids, and I listened and listened and listened, but in a major piece of research I was involved in, which was around education, we couldn't find good examples to share. We actually had to shelve the research, which was, it was a tough thing to do. And then my sister died of a brain tumor when I was 30, and that kind of brought things home to me, like, no one's really going to take care of your health unless you do. And you can't rely on things being sure that you thought were, because I never imagined something like that would happen to a family like ours. It just, you know, it was so unlikely. And that sent me gradually on the trail. I kind of fell in with acupuncture and then Qigong with a Chinese master, and then one thing led to another, and I got totally fascinated by energy and all this incredible knowledge that I learned from the Chinese. And then developed that more and more, spent a long time training, some of it full-time training. It was a very unusual training history that I have, I think. And then got interested in spirituality, kind of taking it a bit further than what I'd learned from the Chinese, and ended up helping a lot of people solve a lot of problems, especially, you know, depression, family problems, problems with kids, problems with all kinds of health problems, business problems, legal problems, just problems everywhere. And it was about a year ago that a friend of mine said, well, we started to talk about superpowers. The Chinese masters used to tell us stories about special abilities because it's very much part of the Chinese culture. Mm. But I realized that all the time that I was dealing with problems, and people have enormous problems, there's something missing. And because actually nobody really wants to have to spend their life dealing with problems. And we often do. I started to talk about superpowers with some of my clients, and this light came on in their eyes. It's like, oh, you mean I could be really special? You know, it was as simple as that. And I looked at it, and funnily enough, we did a webinar about it. When I looked back at the stats, it was the most read email and the most popular campaign I did in the whole year. And I thought, there's something going on here with these superpowers. And so really over the last year, I've shifted my direction so that I'm talking about and helping people ultimately develop their innate superpowers. But what's interesting about that is because that superpowers take you to a new level, and most of the problems we face today are problems that have been caused by the overuse, in my opinion, of our minds.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we work really hard and we think really hard and we analyze really hard, and then we analyze what we do and we think about what we analyze. You know, it goes round and round. And it's crazy. And then you try to fix all of that with your mind.
That's right, which created the problem in the first place.
And it's like, that's just so exhausting. It is vaguely possible at times, I think. But, you know, I'm just not up for that kind of thing. So having learned so much about energy and then heart and spirituality and then bringing in the superpowers, what I found is that if you are heading towards superpowers, which do take training, you know, there's a whole lot of training and learning to do, the problems basically drop away along the way. And so we don't need to really tackle them head on, because what we tackle is something which is a challenge and which is fun and which makes you feel fantastic. And on the way, you sort of drop the depression, drop the overwhelm, drop the lack of energy, you drop the relationship disconnect, you drop the questions about meaning and purpose, because you get more and more involved in something that's bigger than that.
So I'm going to talk to you about the superpowers in a minute, but I'd just like to ask you, because you are working with, not all women in business, but mainly with women in business, one of the things I've always found, and particularly recently, found that as women, we're very much in our masculine energy when we're running businesses, because that's kind of how we've been taught to run businesses. It's because we have to be doing and action and all that type of thing. It's part of my message is that, you know, there's other ways of doing it. And I totally, totally love the stuff that you're talking about, because I get it. Because we spend so much time in our masculine energy that it's causing us stress on a physical level. Mm-hmm. How do you find women take this type of information when you kind of say, well, look, just embrace what your superpower is and things become pretty easy and you don't have to be quite so gung-ho about it all?
Actually, I had a really beautiful example the other day. I was chatting with one of my clients. She and her husband run an electrical business together, and they were involved in a negotiation for some national dealership on something. I don't know the details. And it was quite a challenging negotiation. There were several people involved, and so she decided that what she was going to do was sit in the meeting, connect with her superpower, and do it all from a place of love. And she literally sat there throughout the meeting and held every single person in the room. So the guy who was on the other side, you know, they wanted to come out with a really good deal, but she held the guy who wanted to come out with a really good deal on his side in as much love as she was holding herself and her husband and the other people. And she just sat there and did that for the whole meeting. And she said it was the most phenomenal thing, because they went in and the maximum deal they thought they could get was going to be like a 60-40% deal. They would get 60-40, and they walked out with 90-10. And she said the whole thing was just surreal. And you know, you can only put it down to the fact that there was this much higher vibration, much higher level of operating in there, and it wasn't a question of just grabbing as much as we can get, but it was a It was about, because in the end, the triumph wasn't really that they got the 90-10, but the thing had been done with kind of decency and fairness.
And it'd be done with love. Spirit.
And it'd been done with love, yeah. So there's a kind of, it's much more than a win-win, really. It's just like a multiple expansion of the potential. I thought that was a really great example, and I think it was a classically female way of approaching it.
Yeah, and without a doubt, that relationship going forward, taking away, you know, the 90-10, that relationship going forward is going to be so much stronger, because there's such mutual respect and love within that relationship. Even if the other party doesn't know, it's going to be such a stronger relationship going forward. So it's going to be successful.
As long as they keep that up.
That's right.
That's one of the keys. Is that, yeah. You know, sometimes I've seen this happen in the past. You do it for a special thing. You're in a special meeting or a negotiation, and then you revert back to your normal.
Back to old
so
habits.
We do actually have to raise our standards as we do this kind of thing.
And do you see that there's, I mean, I'd like to think that there's a big shift. And do you think that there's a shift going on at the moment that we have, as the business world for the last 50 or so years, maybe longer, has been very masculine? Can you see a shift to the feminine energy, not just from females, but from males as well, doing things more from this higher vibration?
Yes. I mean, I work with somebody who runs a couple of guys who run very successful businesses, one of them in a very traditional industry. And, you know, what they're talking about is, I want to experience more love and connection, not only at home, but also at work. Mm. I want to help. I want to be experiencing this with my team. I want to be experiencing this as part of my everyday. I don't think they would have been saying that 10 or, you know, 15, 20 years ago. Just wouldn't have been in the vocabulary.
No, it wouldn't have been. But yeah, it's becoming more of an open thing. And I think that's fantastic.
I started a business in London in 2000. It was called The Energy Bank. And it was pretty kind of out there. It was very corporate, though. We had fantastic, incredibly corporate premises. But honestly, talking about this kind of stuff in 2000, 2001, oh my goodness, that was hard. I mean, the world, we are in a completely different world now. I just walk around and talk about it like it's bread and butter.
Yeah.
And, you know, if somebody's not interested, they kind of just say, well, good luck with you.
Yeah. That's amazing. So share with me, what are the 10 superpowers? Tell us what they are briefly. And yeah, just tell us more about the superpowers, because I want to know what my superpower is.
to actually find out your, you know, these are based on a Chinese system. It's not something that I've just made up. So it's based on an ancient Chinese system that was developed. It was built for the emperor, to protect the emperor. It was used for military strategy and business strategy and all these kinds of things. And a lot of decision making was based on it. So it's surrounding that. It's based on your date and time of birth, because at the time when you're born, on an energetic level, you receive this massive kind of influx of energy, which creates patterns in your life, which play out for the rest of your life. And so that's why the moment when you're born is so important.
Mm.
I'll give you some examples, because it's a bit like a profiling thing, except it's not exactly a profile, because your superpower may be dormant. It may not really have woken up yet. But for example, one of them, which is very kind of relatable for somebody who's doing business, it's called the vision manifestor. And people who are vision manifestors are really good at doing what's very useful in business, actually, is having a vision and literally being able to manifest it quite easily. And I'll give you an example. I was working with somebody recently who had two legal cases come up pretty much in the same week. It was the first time he'd ever experienced something like that. So it was pretty terrifying. He'd actually been threatened by the boyfriend of somebody involved in it, a real kind of mafia-like threat. So it was a really nasty situation. And a considerable urgency around it. So I said, come on, we have to use your superpower here. And we talked about it, and I really worked hard to get him to have a vision of what he wanted, or something better, in classic vision visualization style. But literally, one of them went exactly how he wanted, and the whole thing was resolved within a week, which was pretty phenomenal, because that was not expected. And the other one came out even better than expected. And the interesting thing was that the lawyer had not foreseen that at all. So I've had lots of stories like that. But what I see with those vision manifestors is they're really good at doing that, whereas I would find that quite difficult.
Yes.
It's not my superpower.
And that when you know it's not your superpower, it kind of lets you off the hook a bit, doesn't it? Because I try visualizing. Visualizing for me is very difficult because I'm very kinesthetic.
Yeah.
So, and I always kind of think, oh, I'm hopeless. Why can I do this thing? Why can I manifest? Why can I see it? But if it's not my superpower, that's probably why.
Yeah, it's genuinely harder. You know, the more I learn about them, in practice. The more, you know, the more I work with people, the more I see really how it works in reality. And there are challenges for the different superpowers, and you know, advantages and disadvantages, but they really fit with people. So, for example, a really neat example is the guy, the casting magic one, and the mind magician. If you think of people who are classic platform sellers who stand on a stage and kind of hook everybody in, and by the end of it they're all running to the back of the room to buy something quite a lot of them don't really want, that is what I would call a misuse of, or it's a very kind of borderline use of a superpower. You could argue, well, this program's going to be really good for them, maybe they don't quite realize it, but you know, we all know that that's pretty on the edge. And so for me, teaching the foundation of morality and spirituality is really important for this kind of work, because they are powerful, and you can, some of them you can mess with, some of them you can't. There's one called the Sage. The Sage has access to information and knowledge very, very easily. They can get answers to questions. They don't need to go and look it up on the internet or read the book. They can just get the information really naturally. And I have one who was dyslexic at school and yet is a sage. And you just ask the question and the answer just comes popping out. You know, it's just like that. What, once it was kind of woken up, it needed to be woken up at first, because all the lack of confidence around the dyslexia had kind of got in the way.
You've mentioned a whole pile of superpowers that I want, and probably none of them are mine.
Well, they might. Look, the way I look at it is, the way it works in this system, you have one main one, which you have for your whole life. You have one that changes every 15 years. Sounds a bit odd, but that's the way the Chinese see these patterns that happen. And it doesn't change overnight. You know, there's going to be a transformation period. But some people can actually trace those changes in their life. There's another one you have access to every year, so you will, over your lifetime, potentially get access to all of them if you want to kind of play at that level. And it doesn't mean that if you're not a vision manifester, you're never going to have a vision. And it doesn't mean you're never going to manifest anything. It means you're going to do it in a different, slightly different way. So, you know, I think it's important to be aware that these are not limitations. This is a way of looking at some patterns that are not there to limit us, but are there to expand us and give us a way to solve problems much more easily, to solve problems that can't be solved other ways, and a way to take on really big challenges that otherwise I think we wouldn't feel equipped to take on. That's, for me, that's what it's really about. And in a way, that's classic superpower territory. It's like, you know, let's go and rescue the city and save these people who are in desperate danger from evil. It really is kind of the modern equivalent of that.
So if you can find out what your superpower is because you learn it through your birth date and everything, what are the steps to actually, because as you said, sometimes these can be dormant. Mm-hmm. So what are the steps to really mastering your superpower once you kind of know what it is?
Okay, well, the first step is what I normally call cultivation of your superpower. And this is where you build the foundation, which is incredibly important. And it's a very interesting one, because it's actually during that foundation phase, which is not so much about the superpowers as building up all the habits, building up the mastery. That's where you get to solve all those other problems. So the way I teach it is essentially a rather classical way through challenges, but the challenges are not like, you know, go out and, I don't know, find three dogs with seven heads and, you know, do something with some mermaids or whatever. But it's like, what are the real challenges in your life? So let's start, the first lot is let's start with you personally. Most people have health problems that they're actually not overcoming properly. They're living with health problems. Most people have relationship problems that have just been grumbling on for years. There's a whole range of personal issues, so we start off with that, and we find a way to solve those through essentially what I call energy relaxation, which is related to meditation. It's kind of meditation plus lots of energy. How to do it through this relaxation and understanding and awareness, so there's some education involved, so that you get the outcomes really quite effortlessly. That's the beauty of it. That's what the Chinese have always been masters at. And there's this incredible thing where something that's been bothering you for years goes away and you feel like, whoa, I didn't really even do anything.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just changed. So that's kind of like your first taste of superpowers in a way. It's that this effortlessness, which is really, really beautiful. Once you get some mastery over yourself, your emotions, your personal life, then we move on to solving business problems, basically. And so we use that again. So your business becomes your challenge. And somebody will come along and say, look, I want more profit, or I've got this problem in my team, or I want to get rid of somebody and I don't really want to fire them, or I've got a legal problem, or I want more sales, you know, all the normal business kind of stuff. But we say, okay, rather than just working even harder and doing the stuff you've always done, let's look at how we can bring in this kind of knowledge of relaxation, the other stuff that I teach, and gradually stimulate the superpowers to solve these problems. And so through solving problems and taking on the challenges that you want to take on in your life anyway, and that some of them are quite tricky, you literally build your capacity. And at a certain point, you will start to find that superpower is, it's starting to operate. It'll kick in a little bit and then disappear again, and kick in a bit and then disappear. So that's the first stage, which is really all about connection. Through the relaxation, you learn to connect. You learn not that you're not separated from the world, that you're part of everything. And that gives you a tremendous power and capacity, actually. It changes the way things happen in your life. You get a lot more synchronicities, life feels a lot more benign. You experience that life is much more connected than it ever seemed before. And that's the really main thing about building the foundation. Now, once that's getting quite strong, the next stage is about clarity. Because the thing is that, you know, we can go with the flow, and that's really nice. And, you know, everything's so much easier. It's so much more relaxed. There's no stress. Life is far more benign. But there comes a point where going with the flow can still leave you crashing into rocks and, you know, ending up in eddies and having picnics when you didn't want to, if you're kind of, let's say you're just carrying down the river going with the flow. And so what I teach people is how important it is actually to start to clarify your direction. And what happens is people start to sense that potential, the greatness that is in them that probably they knew when they were a kid and maybe at times when they were younger, and has sometimes seemed to fade, especially when people get into their 40s. It's like business takes its toll, being a family takes its toll, and you're not so sure whether you're ever really going to fully reach that potential that you could feel in yourself. So that starts to rise up again. You start to sense who you really are and how much there is that you could do. And so it's really important to get clear then. Get clear who you are, what's your greatest potential, what's your vision of the life you really want to be living. And from there, the big key to master superpowers is contribution. They're not ultimately things for pure selfishness. Now, the contribution is very often through business. I totally encourage people to do contribution through business, because then you're well organized, money and everything works well for you. It's just a way to organize something on a much bigger scale. But for some people, you know, it might be politics, it might be something else that they really care about. But through contribution, through solving bigger problems, through taking on bigger challenges, there comes a point where you have to use superpowers, because normal human ways of doing things just aren't enough. And, you know, that's quite advanced, totally fascinating, very, very new. And I think really aspirational in a way. I feel that we're in a very unique time where for people who want to go that far, there's a chance to do something really outstanding or exceptional, which is not about show. It's not a traditional kind of hero thing, but it is something that gives you deep satisfaction, deep connection, and helps us through this kind of evolution that we're going through at the moment. What, you know, we really do need to change, actually. So you become part of that change, which is very powerful.
I know why you worked for the BBC. Oh, I just sit here and listen to you forever.
Thank you.
I love your voice. So I mean, mean, I'm assuming that there isn't a set time frame that it takes you to work through all that. Like, everybody's different. Is that correct? It's like getting to your superpowers and really getting to that place of connection is, it can take you 5 minutes or it could take you, you know, 50 years.
Yes. I mean, the people who I work with generally, I find that all of them within about 6 months have some pretty easy access.
So it can be that quick.
Yeah, it won't necessarily be very consistent. As long as they do what I tell them, which is to relax every day. I really only have one requirement, please relax every day. And I'll teach you how to do it and I'll support you, I'll guide you, I'll do all the things that you need, but please do it. If they do that, it actually comes really easily.
So all you need to do is relax and this stuff just works.
Kind of.
Well, most people don't know how to relax to start with.
Well, that's the problem. And relax, I was reflecting actually when I was writing my book that in the West, relaxation, apart from when I came to Melbourne, I discovered that relaxation had some very dubious meanings, which I was rather shocked by. Slightly ruined my spiel. But relaxation we tend to think of as like, oh, well, I'll go and read a book, or I'll just sit on the sofa and watch the telly, or I'll have a glass of wine and, you know, go and look at the view or something. That's not really what I'm talking about. So the Chinese have this tradition that they've taught health and they've taught superpowers, interestingly, through exactly the same technique, which is taught in many different forms through Qigong and Tai Chi and meditation and all different kinds of things. And I call it energy relaxation. And I teach it in a really simple way where you can lie back on the sofa and your head is supported, you don't have to sit upright, you don't have to cross your legs.
And you hold your fingers together. And
you don't, there's nothing like that, but it's extraordinarily powerful. And it is extraordinarily transformative. So I say relaxation because I've never found a better word. But it is very much relaxation plus.
So is it just kind of like turning the mind off?
No, it is turning the mind off. So the basis is physical, so you relax physically, obviously, mm-hmm. You know, we always need that. Then you learn how to switch off your mind or empty your mind. But the energy part is really important as well. So when you're very relaxed, when you're very tense, your muscles are all contracted,
yep.
But also your energy channels or your meridians are contracted. And so you literally are not receiving as much energy, which is your life force. Mm. It's what makes you go every day. You're not receiving as much as you could. So when you relax and open up, your meridians also expand. And especially if you're doing this in a context where there's a lot of knowledge about energy, because that kind of, it helps to enhance that effect. And you literally will start to experience, there's this flow through your body, or you start to tingle, or you start to feel things that you're not necessarily really used to feeling. It's a very beautiful experience, and you literally, you are receiving more energy. So it's like a direct, it's like being plugged in to the source of energy through which we recharge ourselves. And that energy, when you're getting more of that energy, that creates healing and it brings solutions for problems. It's a whole different way of understanding life. It's like looking at the energetic side of life rather than the physical manifest side of life. But that energy is totally tangible once you know how to feel it and how to experience it. And when you get the principles, like I teach principles a lot, as you get the principles of how energy works, you can apply it to absolutely anything. And a lot of things that you've got taught in NLP or just in business or other kinds of personal development begin to make sense when you understand how the energy is working behind them. And for me, the relaxation is the foundation of that because it gives you that fresh energy every day. When you've got fresh energy coming in, it literally empties your mind for you.
Mm.
You don't have to work so hard to empty your mind because the energy washes it away for you.
It's just like this big wave that comes in and
kind of
cleans you out.
I make it sound a bit magical. Sometimes it feels like that. And the reality is that quite often you're sitting there, you know, twiddling your toes. And actually, I talked to a very funny woman yesterday and she said that when she learned relaxation, she was sitting there fantasizing about having sex with the instructor. And feeling totally bored at other times. But she had had two babies by IVF, and she got pregnant during that time naturally. So maybe it was working.
Must have something worked.
So, you know, it's not all beautiful, heavenly experience. We have all the stuff we need to deal with along the way. But the essence of it is that simple. That's the beauty of it. It is that simple. It's just that, you know, you need to deal with the bumps.
Mm. There's so much more I could ask you, and I really need to make sure that I read your book, because yes. There's so much more I want to learn from you. Because this stuff totally and utterly fascinates me. I've dabbled a little bit in Eastern philosophy, mm-hmm. but I'm not right. I want to learn more, because I think there's just so much, and, you know, understanding more and more about this energy field. And I could stand here and talk to you for hours, but we do need to finish up this podcast.
And especially what's amazing is when you bring that Eastern knowledge, the knowledge of energy, with a more Western approach to spirituality, they both get this incredible enhancement from each other. So that would be a whole other topic.
And I think we need to have another chat again. I'm going to get you back again, because being a naturopath, I work on the physical level with clients, mm-hmm. you know, but I know that the spiritual level plays a really big role in people's health and their well-being and their stress and all of that. So I want to actually have more of a chat to you about this stuff. So I'll get you back very shortly. We're going to talk more about this. So tell us, how can people find out more about what you do? Where can they get your book from? Where do they go looking for you?
The best place to go is just to my website, which is www.sarahmcrum.com. McCrum is McCrum. And honestly, what I recommend is that you have a look around. So the book's on there, everything's on there, but go and explore a bit.
You've got a cute little cartoon on there too.
yes. You can find out your superpower there. You can find out a bit more about superpowers tattoo, and there's videos and stuff. So go and have a look around, explore.
So everyone, pop over and have a look at Sarah's website, because I've been over there, and when I'd learned about Sarah, I went and I looked at her website, and this is someone I really had to talk to. So there's lots of really great stuff over there. So I want to thank you for joining me today. And it was really great to learn more about what you're doing and how you're bringing this Eastern philosophy into a Western world and really making a difference in the world. So I want to thank all of our listeners for listening to us today and for tuning in. If you love this episode and you want to let us know what you thought about what Sarah was talking about, leave a comment on the website here, which is www.angelacouncil.com, or pop over to iTunes and subscribe so you can hear more of these recordings, so that you don't miss out on any of this information. And while you're over in iTunes, please leave me a 5-star rating. I love those 5-star ratings. So until next week, when I'm going to be back speaking to someone else who's going to share some great information with you, thank you so much for listening to me. From my heart to yours, infinite love and gratitude. Thanks a lot. Bye. Thank you for joining us for this week's episode of Healthy, Wealthy and Wise in Business. I hope you enjoyed it. Why not pop over to my website, angelacouncil.com, and do your stress quiz to find out how stress is affecting you in your life. Looking forward to speaking to you again next week. Bye for now.